Do you remember this song? Do you remember this song? There goes my heart, there goes my heart. Let's do this one more again.
Call me if your arms are lonely. Call me if you're feeling blue. If you don't believe me, just call and say you need me, and darling, I'll run to you. Call me if your dreams should tumble. I will help you start anew. If you don't believe me, just call and say you need me, and darling, I'll run to you. Call me if things
look hopeless and gray. I'll come and change the view. Call me when spring seems farthest away. I'll change the season for you. Call and say you want me near you. I'll be there before you're through. If you don't believe me, call and say you need me. And darling, I'll fly to you. Darling, I'll fly to you.
Come on, come on. Did you get it? Let's go for the triple threat. I know you got it now.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
Well, it takes two hearts of cooking to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
You know it takes a lot of kissing.
Tell me about it.
To make a romance sweet. Ooh, it takes a lot of loving to make my life complete.
And it takes a lot, woman, to knock me off my feet. And baby, what it takes.
I said,
you know you've got just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. It takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
But it takes somebody special to make me say I do.
Oh, yeah.
And baby, hey, you've got what it takes.
Because it, yeah,
takes more,
oh yeah,
to get,
oh,
my,
yeah,
spot to get on it.
I like your spot.
To stay away from you.
I can't stay away. Come on, let's just
it
get.
Takes more than a lifetime, Daddy,
yeah,
to prove that I'll be true. Now it's you.
But it takes somebody special
like me, baby,
to make me say I do.
And baby,
baby,
you've got what it takes. Say it again.
Right, come on, let's do it one more time. All right.
And baby,
baby,
yeah, that might have been a tough one, but that's the man himself, Mr. Brooke Benton and Ms. Dinah Washington. Yeah, I think I had you stumped on that one. Yeah, I know you're shaking your head no, but I saw everybody dial a number. Grandma, grandma, listen to this song, listen to this song. Grandma, grandma. Yeah, grandma knew what it was. Brooke Benton. That's right. Dinah Washington. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Yeah, Brooke Benton. Formerly known as Benjamin Franklin Pay. Born September 19th, 1931. He departed us in April 9th, 1988. Better known as Brooke Benton, he was an American singer and songwriter who was popular with rock and roll and rhythm and blues. And the pop music audience during the late 1950s and the early 1960s with hits like It's Just a Matter of Time, Endlessly, many of which he co-wrote. He made a comeback in 1970 with the ballad Rainy Night in Georgia. Oh yeah, if I'd have put that one on, you would have got it right away. Can't be easy for you. No, 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 no. Benton scored over 50 Billboard chart hits as an artist and also wrote hits for other performers. When Benton was young, he enjoyed gospel music, wrote songs, and sang in a Methodist, that's right, in a Methodist church choir in Lugoff, South Carolina, where his father, Willie Pay, was a choir master. In 1948, he went to New York, that's right, NYC, to pursue his music career. Going in and out of gospel groups such as the Langfordaires, the Jerusalem Stars, and the Golden Gate Quartet. Returning to his home state, he joined an R&B singing group, the Sandmen, and went back to New York to get a big break with his group. The Sandmen had limited success, and their label, OK Records, decided to push Pay as a solo artist, changing his name to Brooke Benton, apparently at the suggestion of the label executive, Marv Houseman. They say Brooke earned a good living by writing songs and co-producing albums. He wrote songs for artists such as Nat King Cole, Clyde McFadden, for whom he co-wrote the hit A Lover's Question, and Ray Hamilton. He eventually released his first minor hit, A Million Miles from Nowhere, before switching to the Mercury label, which would eventually bring him major success. He also appeared in a 1957 film, Mr. Rock and Roll, with Alan Freed. There you have it, Brooke Benton, better known as Benjamin Franklin Pay. Now, the second person you heard was Dinah Washington. Dinah Washington, born Ruth Lee Jones. She was born August 29th, 1924. She departed us in December, on December 14th, 1963. She was an American singer and pianist who has been cited as the most popular black female recording artist of the 1950s. Primarily a jazz vocalist, she performed and recorded in a wide variety of styles, including blues, R&B, and traditional pop music, and gave herself the title of Queen of the Blues. She was a 1986 inductee of the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. Ruth Lee Jones was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and she moved to Chicago as a child. She became deeply involved in gospel music and played piano for the choir in St. Luke's Baptist Church while still in elementary school. She sang gospel music in church and played piano, directing her church choir in her teens, and was a member of the Sally Martin Gospel Singers. When she joined the Sally Martin Gospel, she dropped out of Wendell Phillips High School. She sang lead with the first female gospel singers, formed by Sally Martin, who was co-founder of the Gospel Singers Convention. Her involvement with the gospel choir occurred as she won an amateur contest at Chicago's Regal Theater, where she sang I Can't Face the Music. There it is, Dinah Washington, born Ruth Lee Jones. Man, oh man of Shevitz.
Do you remember this song?
So now you're acting like you don't know that I'm alive. So love, you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me. Look to me, wanna really love you. Jenny only wants you until the day.
true love is far, far away. So love, you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me. Look to me, wanna really love you. Oh yeah. Jenny only wants you 'cause she thinks she has to have everyone. Minnie only wants you 'cause she thinks that hurting would be fun. Oh, Lily, Lily, you know she doesn't really want you with the love, that's true. In fact, there's no other girl in this whole wide world who can love you like I do. They get tired of you, then they're gonna put you down. They ain't gonna want you hanging around.
Tell me, who is it? Who is it?
Yeah.
We gotta keep going. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We will be right back.
¿Has oído hablar de Good Call? Good Call es una línea directa, gratuita de apoyo para arrestos las 24 horas del día y los 7 días de la semana. Si usted o un ser querido son arrestados, ustedes deben de llamar al 1-833-GOOD-CALL. Y nosotros les conectamos con un abogado gratuito y le ayudará con el proceso y arresto y protegerá sus derechos. Nuevamente, eso es 1-833-466-322 y se le conectará con un abogado gratuito para ayudar con el proceso de arresto. Ser arrestado puede ser muy aterrador. No hay razón por la que debes ir a través de eso solo. Con Good Call, nunca estás solo. Te cubrimos las espaldas.
That's right, that's right. One call does it all. And that call is Good Call. Well, that selection you just heard was from the one and only Mary Esther Wells. That's right, Mary Wells. Born May 13, 1943. She departed us July 26, 1992. She was an American singer who helped to define the emerging sound of Motown in the early 1960s. Along with the Supremes, the Miracles, the Temptations, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and the legendary Four Tops. Wells was said to have been part of the charge in black music onto radio stations and record shelves of mainstream America, bridging the color lines in music at the time. With a string of hits including, composed mainly by Smokey Robinson, including The One Who Really Loves You, Two Lovers, and the Grammy-nominated You Beat Me to the Punch, all in 1962, plus her signature hit, My Guy, in 1964. She became recognized as the Queen of Motown until her departure from the company in 1964 at the height of her success. Mary Esther Wells was born near Detroit's Wayne State University to a mother who worked as a domestic and an absentee father. One of three children, she contracted spinal meningitis at the age of two and struggled with partial blindness, deafness in one ear, and temporary paralysis. At age 10, Wells contracted tuberculosis. During her early years, Wells lived in Black Bottom and struggled with poverty. By age 12, she was helping her mother with house cleaning work. She described the ordeal years later. Wells used singing as her comfort from her pain, and by the age of 10, had graduated from church choirs to performing at local nightclubs in the Detroit area. Wells graduated from Detroit's Northwestern High School at the age of 17 and set her sights on becoming a scientist. But after hearing about the success of Detroit musicians such as Jackie Wilson and the Miracles, she decided to try her hand at music as a singer-songwriter. In 1960, 17-year-old Wells approached Tamla Records founder Barry Gordy at Detroit's 20 Grand Club with a song she had intended for Jackie Wilson to record. Since Wells knew of Gordy's collaboration with Wilson, however, a tired Gordy insisted Wells sing the song in front of him. Impressed Gordy, had Wells enter Detroit's United Sound System to record the single titled Bye Bye Baby. After a reported 22 takes, Gordy signed Wells to the Motown subsidiary of his expanding record label and released the song as a single in September of 1960. It peaked at number 8 on the U.S. Billboard R&B chart in 1961 and later crossed over to the pop single chart where it peaked at number 45. There you have it. Mary Wells, Mary Esther Wells. Wow, where has this music gone? Do you remember this song?
Thank you.
I'm sure you know this one by now.
Now.
Do you remember this song?
I need it.
Yeah, just a little bit of that Scientific Love. You know who that is. That's the band. That's Midnight Star. Oh, yeah. Midnight Star is an American group that had a string of hits in the 1980s. The group was formed in 1976 at Kentucky State University by trumpeter Reggie Calloway, vocalist Belinda Lipscomb, and guitarist and drummer and vocalist Melvin Gentry, bassist Kenneth Gant, multi-instrumentalist Bill Simmons, keyboard player and vocalist Bo Watson, and guitarist and keyboardist Jeff Cooper. As a self-contained group, they later added a non-KSU member, a trombonist by the name of Vincent Calloway, which was Reginald's younger brother. A 1978 New York City showcase inspired by Solar Records. The chief at the time was Dick Griffey, and he signed the group. They released a debut album, The Beginning, back in 1980, with some guest studio musicians. In 1981, their second album, released on Solar Records, Standing Together, reached position number 54 on the U.S. R&B charts. In 1982, they released a third album, Victory, using elected band leader Reggie Calloway's production skills. Midnight Star hit the U.S. R&B chart with early singles Hotspot and I've Been Watching You. Drummer Bobby Lovelace joined the group in the late 1982, freeing Gentry to sing and play guitar exclusively. Midnight Star's fourth album, No Parking on the Dance Floor, was released in 1983, and proved to be their breakthrough, featuring a mix of R&B and funk with vocoder vocals. The album hit number 2 on Billboard magazine Top Black Albums chart and number 27 on the Billboard Top LPs and Tape, and it went double platinum in the US. Its first single, Freakazoid, went to number 2 on the US Black Singles chart. The Washington Post J.D. Constantine argues that this song served to establish the group's stylistic identity and that it put Midnight Star on the pop music map because it perfectly combined the group's techno-pop tendencies with its R&B roots. Other singles from the album included Wet My Whistle and the title track. The album's three singles all charted on Billboard's Hot 100, Black Singles and Dance charts, and the album tracks Slow Jam, co-written by Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, and Electricity received significant airplay. There you have it. Once again, Midnight Star. And do you remember this song?
Feeling as I do, we're in a spinning top. Where, tell me, will it stop? And what am I to say? Open our music book. Song for you. Thank you.
joy of a song's delight. 'Cause I'll write a song for you, you'll write a song for me, we'll write a song of love, of love. My magic old mystique, finding it all complete in your lovely face. Memories that won't erase, stay forever new. We have a magic box in which is never locked. 'Cause I'll write a song for you, you'll write a song for me, we'll write a song.
Life Station, the vibe starter.
Yeah, I'm quite sure you know who that is. It's the only one. The only one. I think it's one of the baddest bands out there. To stand the test of time, Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's right. Earth, Wind, and Fire is an American band whose music spans the genres of jazz, R&B, soul, funk, disco, pop, Latin, and Afropop. With sales of over 90 million records, they are one of the best-selling bands of all time. The band was founded in Chicago by Maurice White in 1969, growing out of the Salty Peppers. Prominent members have included Philip Bailey, Verdine White, Ralph Johnson, Larry Dunn, Al McKay, Roland Batista, Robert Brookins, Sonny Imroy, Fred Ravel, Ronnie Laws, Sheldon Reynolds, and Andre Wolfolk. The band is known for its kalimba sound, dynamic horn section, energetic and elaborate stage shows, and the contrast between Bailey's falsetto and Maurice's baritone. The band has won 6 Grammys out of 17 nominations and 4 American Music Awards out of 12 nominations. They have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The vocal group Hall of Fame, the NAACP Image Award Hall of Fame, and the Hollywood's Rock Walk, and earned a star on the Hollywood's Walk of Fame. The band has received an ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Heritage Award, a BET Lifetime Achievement Award, a Soul Train Legends Award, NARS Signature Governor's Award, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, the 2012 Congressional Horizon Award, and the Kennedy Center Honors in 2019. Rolling Stone has called them innovative, precise yet sensual, calculated yet galvanizing, and declared that the band changed the sound of black pop. VH1 has described Earth, Wind & Fire as one of the greatest bands of all time. There you have it. Do you remember this song? I'm your man, Lester Kenyon, right here at FetLifeStation.com. Thank you for tuning in. Each and every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. Hey, what can we say? This is your station. Give us a call once in a while, 516-279-7486. Hit us up on our website. Just check out the station, you know. Here we go. So, we got about 5-6 more minutes to go. Want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with something that should give you some thought. All the troubles we're having in the world today. We're going to listen to a speech from Martin Luther King Jr. Hope it inspires you. And remember, you can only do it if you think you can. Enjoy your evening, and God bless you.
Otto Preminger, foremost independent producer of motion pictures, has said, and we quote, "I have great admiration for Dr. King. His spirit and devotion to these ideals, when translated into reality, will lead to full democracy, the greatest advancement for Americans of all creeds and colors that our country has ever known." Dr. King now responds to this observation with three little words. Three little words, that's all we live for. Three little words of big and great significance. Dr. Martin Luther King speaks of these three words: all, here, and now.
We don't need to utter but three words to tell this nation what we are talking about. They aren't big words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter them. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp them. They are three little words. But we want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. The other word is here. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell Negroes in the South to leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia and South Carolina, we are saying something else now. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. And then there's a third word. It is the word now. We are not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. We are not willing to wait 50 years for what is ours on the basis of the Constitution of this United States and the authority of God Himself. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm, patient terms must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, No, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now at this hour. This is what we are saying.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit from my man, Martin Luther King Jr.
Morning light, silken dream, take flight as the darkness gives way to the dawn. You survived. Now your moment has arrived. Now your dream has finally been born. Black butterfly, sail across the waters. Tell your sons and daughters what the struggle brings.
Do you remember this song?
Come to see just how proud and beautiful.